Okay, so you've been in the rock game for a while now, since 1997. You guys didn't get signed to Warner Brothers until 2001, but I mean, you've kind of gone from a young man to a man in music. I mean, how do you feel now compared to how you felt in 2001 when you guys were just starting to get your feet wet?
I just, you know, we're much more experienced, and I just know the ins and outs of this music business probably 10 times, 10-fold what I came into it knowing, you know. So, I mean, at this point, it's like you can release songs, you know, as an independent artist, you know, like, you know, the Nine Inch Nails, the Radiohead, you know, you don't even need a label anymore. So it's just, you know, TuneCore is great for that. We have a new song coming out November 8th called Bring It. And, you know, I'm actually jumping on a call tomorrow with Spotify, you know, just to, or not me, but, you know, our management and stuff, they're really, you know, Spotify's gonna, you know, be doing some stuff with us and all this kind of stuff. So it's just, it's really nice to be able to have all these outlets to be able to sell your songs and not really need those labels that actually, you know, kind of put you on the map, you know? I mean, it's cool that they did what they did, but at the end of the day, you know, when your contract's over, you know, it's just that, you can just do things yourself, you know?
Well, considering that, how do you guys feel working with Cleopatra, who's, you know, doing this re-release of some of your greatest hits, compared to the way you felt when you worked with, you know, 11-7 and Warner Brothers?
You know, we decided to, you know, just do the Headstrong compilation, just like for us, like a kind of way to celebrate the song Headstrong, you know, like kind of put us on the map. And it was literally 10 years ago to the day that we wrote that song. So, you know, we thought it'd be a nice way to, you know, celebrate our band, to put out something on the 10-year anniversary of writing that song. So, you know, we just figured that, Cleopatra was a good label, and they've done that before, where, you know, they specialize in, I guess, bands, you know, redoing some of the older stuff. So it was kind of a no-brainer for us, yeah.
Okay, looking back, I mean, did you ever think 10 years ago that you would be at the point in your career where you were releasing a greatest hits album?
Well, you know, to me, it's not a greatest hits album just because it's just stuff from the first record.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, you know, 6 songs from the first record and a cover song, you know, or 7 songs from the first record and a cover song. And, you know, just, those were the songs that we wrote, you know, they were probably, you know, 10 years old. You know, so some of the other songs in the record were a little older than that, so we didn't include this. But, you know, it's just cool to do that. You know, it's just, yeah, I mean, that's at the end of the day, it's just, something that celebrated back the song. They kind of put us on the map, and, you know, we just figured we'll throw some more in there too, you know, from the first record. And, I'm sure at some point we'll do an essentials kind of, you know, record of the stuff that we think that our fans, you know, some of the favorites of our fans, over the 4 records that we put out. I'm sure we'll do that in a year or two, or whatever it is, you know. But we're just focusing on new music now, you know.
Okay, speaking of, you know, Headstrong, you have, I believe it's 4 different versions of Headstrong. How did that come about? What made you decide to, you know, spice that song up like that?
There's a clean version of it. There's a the regular version, and then there's the 2 dubstep remixes of it. And I'm just a big dubstep electronic fan, and just wanted to see what, you know, that see what Headstrong would sound like, you know, remixed in a kind of a dubstep format, you know.
Okay, what are you looking to accomplish, you know, the next 10 years of your career that you haven't accomplished the first 10?
I guess we've really accomplished, like, more than most bands can. So, you know, I think we just want to do what we've been doing, just be able to put out records and be able to, you know, get them to our fans. And I think at this point, we want to do it, you know, in our own way and not have to answer to anybody. And there's the tools to be able to do that, you know. And I think that's, I guess, the difference from the next 10 years as opposed to the last 10 years, that we can do the same thing that Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails did, and the guys in Radiohead did, and just kind of start your own label, you know.
Okay, a lot of people love the first album because it had this this gritty, rough around the edges feel to it, and compared to, you know, the second album, which some people felt was overproduced. when you say that you
want to... I don't know about that. The second album was way harder than the first album. I don't know if you've ever checked it out, but I mean, if you're stuck, I mean, the first record was, you know, there's some hard songs, but then there's a song like Echo and Story that are not hard at all or rough around edges at all whatsoever. So I don't know. I mean, that song is still fine, but you know, there's definitely some hard rock songs, but
mm-hmm.
our third single, Echo, and there's, you know, Deep Walls and Stories, and you know, those are a lot more mellow. And then the second record, we went really hard. Our first single, Stand Up, and Disconnected, and there's a lot. Just there was only one kind of acoustic-driven song called Lost Realism in the second record. And then the third, I don't know if you're talking about the third record, there was probably more like the first one, but, you know, just a bit more mellow. But, you know, and then the last record, No Apologies, was banging rock hard again, you know?
What I was trying to say was that, you know, you guys have experimented with a lot of different things. You know, one of your albums, you had a lot of, you know, power ballads, and you experimented with some reggae grooves and things like that.
That's the only thing in the third record.
Okay. So what do you think is your specific style? Like, what would you do differently, independently, that you wouldn't have done with a record company?
The new single that we have coming out, it's got a lot more electronic programming stuff in it that I finally now brought to the table. You know, just you got to kind of learn your craft to a certain degree before you take a chance and throw it on your new stuff. And I figured that it was just a good time to start doing that. And those are the kind of the new songs that are really taking a different approach. The hard edge of our last record, No Apologies, and some of the hardest stuff we've done in the past, but. You know, just on a different feel with using different programming and electronic and stuff like that. That you can't really get across with just drums, bass, guitars, and vocals. So that's going to be the change in trap sound over the next 10 years.
Okay, for the most part, you know, you and your bassist have been the sole, you know, members that have kind of stayed in the band throughout the entire, you know, the entire run. How do you think this lineup is different from the other one?
Well, our drummer's been with us since we started touring, and it's just he's been down the entire time, and we just the only real change we had was with our old guitar player Simon, who left the band early in 08, and we just kind of didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things creatively, and you know we went our separate ways, and got Rob, and Rob actually was in a band with Aaron, and a lot younger, and it's just kind of an easy transition. It was just kind of all in the family kind of thing, yeah. So it's, you know, to me it doesn't really feel like much of a change.
Okay, if you could say anything to people that just remember, you know, the first album and that haven't, you know, kind of stuck around with you guys, and now they see this re-release and that they're kind of getting energized, but they're like, why should I pick this up? What would you say to them?
I would just say, you know, try to listen to as much trap music as you can, because it's all over the map. You know, that's you know, we I myself, you know, the lyricist and a lot, like writing a lot of the music, I just have different styles of music, and you'll see here, you'll hear different genres, different styles of music from one song to the next all over the place, you know. So it's just, if you're someone who likes eclectic music, it's, you know, not the same sound, same song over and over and over again. You know, I mean, obviously, like our singles, the labels, they pick certain songs, you know? And those are things that, you know, we can't really control. But, you know, we have the songs that run the gamut of what you can do with rock music. So I would say dive in and go to Spotify. We have, you know, every song we've ever had on it, you know?
Considering how diverse you guys are musically, who's someone that influences you that your fans would never expect?
Probably Phil Collins for me.
Mm-hmm. Any particular songs by Phil Collins that kind of like are constantly playing?
Against All Odds is probably my favorite. Yeah, it's a great song. And I'd say, you know, Depeche Mode, we kind of did a little salute to them on this Headstrong compilation. We did a cover of Policy of Truth, which is my favorite Depeche Mode song.